Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.
B-F-F-T. From the PacWest Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
Over the years, we had Mike Leach, the late Mike Leach, on this show often. And a few times we talked about the leadership in football strategy and war course that was put on by Mike Leach and a close friend of his. And you may remember Leach coming on the show and saying, hey, you know, insurgent warfare and football strategy, leadership lessons. That was the class that was co-taught by Mike Leach. And this guy, our next guest, Michael Baumgartner, running for Congress, state of Washington. He's a sports fan. And I guess, do we call him professor since he taught that class with Mike Leach? But got a big election coming up. He's running in the 5th District. I believe that's Spokane. Michael Baumgartner joining us now. What was it like to teach alongside Mike Leach? I got to know.
It was just a blast. You know, Mike and I, well, first off, John, thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate your program. Appreciate everything you do covering college athletics in the Northwest. But, you know, Mike was a fantastic guy. You know, we traveled to 10 international countries together and went and saw the Prime Minister of Cambodia on our very first trip. And as you might imagine, each and every moment you spent with Mike Leach was more interesting than last. And someday I got to write a book about it because there's too many good stories to share.
How did people react to him? And I got to, you know, as you travel around, I think when you're stateside, people probably recognize him, but you're in Cambodia and other places. I don't know if they know, you know, this is the former football coach or football coach where, or what did he do? Air raid? What is that? I mean, the reactions that he elicited from strangers.
You know, Mike was such a naturally intellectually curious person and such a naturally good guy. You know, he always had time for everyone that ever was interested in talking to him. I remember one time we were in Tanzania, and, you know, Mike liked the late hours conversations, but sometimes I would have to go check on him in the middle of the night just to make sure that he had gone to bed because Mike could stay up at all hours. And one time in Tanzania, he was up all night talking to a Tanzanian bartender about country and Western music, and he later wanted to send him a cowboy hat. And this is when he was at Mississippi State. We were traveling together, and he told me that, you know, the cost of shipping the cowboy hat to Tanzania cost him like $1,000 or something. It was some ridiculous price to ship it over there, but he was bound to determine this Tanzanian bartender was going to get a cowboy hat to go with his country and Western music. But Mike was just a fantastic human being.
How did those classes go? Because Leach is talking football, and he also is a big history buff, but you have a background not just as a lawmaker, but you were in Iraq, you were part of the strategy and working with the United States and the embassy there and coming up with a security plan in Baghdad. And so how did that all fit together when you guys are teaching a course?
Well, you know, when I first met Mike, you know, I had been used to working with David Petraeus, who, you know, David Petraeus would be like Nick Saban, which would be how do you fight? David Petraeus was the commander of American forces in Iraq, and it would be like, how do you fight in conventional when you have all the 4- and 5-star equipment, you know, the heavy tanks, the air cover, you know? And Mike, the more I got to know him and we thought about the class, was Mike was like Ho Chi Minh sitting out in the desert, in the jungle. Like, how did you fight when you didn't have the advantages? So how could you use something like the air raid to beat 4- and 5-star recruits with 2- and 3-star recruits? And that was really where we saw the overlap, was how do underdogs fight and win. And Mike, of course, was the ultimate college football outsider. and non-traditionalist, but really did revolutionize the game with the spread offense and his air raid. And so, yeah, it really fit together well about, you know, how do underdogs fight and win and how do you stop them? And so it really dovetailed well with what I had done when I was working in Baghdad and in my background in counterinsurgency. And so the class was just a scream. You know, we had Jack Thompson, the throwing Samoan, come in. We had guys that had stopped the Unabomber or arrested the Unabomber. We had survival specialists. And it was just fantastic. And, we had something like, I think, 50,000 people interested in attending the course. And, my only regret is that, Mike passed away untimely. His untimely death kept us from doing it again.
Michael Baumgartner with us. You've got a long, illustrious career as a lawmaker, and now you are running for the U.S. House of Representatives in the 5th Congressional District. That's Spokane, isn't it? Isn't that in the Spokane area? Or tell us how that works.
Yeah, about 72% of the district is in Spokane County.
Okay.
So we go all the way from the Canadian border up north all the way down to Walla Walla. Of course, have Wash State University, my alma mater, for undergraduate in the district, as we do have Gonzaga and Eastern Washington University. And, you know, I'm somebody that cares a lot about college athletics. My dad was a professor at Washington State University. You know, I'd gone to WSU and then what I call the WSU of the East, which some folks call Harvard, to make sure they understand the WSU of the East. But, and when I was in the state Senate for 8 years, had been the chair of the Commerce, Labor, and Sports Committee, and had, very much have an interest if I am elected to Congress. And right now the Hill gives us about a 95% chance of winning. But, fixing college athletics to make sure that it has a sustainable future for schools like Washington State and Oregon State and EWU is really a priority of mine.
What has the mood been since the announcement of Gonzaga in the Pac-12? I mean, you're sitting in the heart of that.
Yeah, I think people in Spokane are really excited. I talked to the Gonzaga University president the other day about it. They're very pleased. You know, I'm somebody that went to Gonzaga Prep, and then between WSU and Harvard, spent a year with the Jesuits in Mozambique. So very familiar with both universities, and I think it's going to be great for the economy of Eastern Washington. There's going to be a lot of interest in those games, and I think it's going to be great for our community. It's going to be great for the Pac-12, and onward and upward. I think it's really exciting.
Give us an idea when you say, the world of college athletics, and I really do. I think college sports, college football in particular, needs some oversight, or at least lawmakers to be aware of what's going on. Bigger fish to fry, sure. And people will always say, oh, we don't want Congress focused on college football. No, we don't. But we may need a little bit of attention there if this thing gets off the rails. Where do you see the role of a lawmaker as it pertains to college sports?
Well, I think it's incredibly important. Now, look, I mean, I remember when I was in the state Senate and the legislature found time to vote on the name of the official state oyster. So the idea that Congress doesn't have time to spend on something that's hugely impactful to our public universities and to, our student bodies, I think that's ridiculous. I mean, it's a huge priority. The other great thing about college athletics, as America grows increasingly more politically tribal, college athletics is one of the few things that brings people together, regardless of whether they think themselves Republicans or Democrats or independents. So it is very important, and there are billions of dollars of public tax dollars at stake, and it absolutely needs to be elected officials that can be hired or fired by the voters who should be making decisions for these TV sports conferences and the future of athletics, not TV executives in back rooms or, in this case, the House settlement was out today. I was just reading about, I'm unimpressed with the settlement that came from this judge. That also should be something that should be decided by elected officials in direct relationship with the voters. So, I would push back on anybody that says it's not a priority or that it doesn't matter.
When I think about the Big Ten and the SEC potentially squeezing out the other conferences, getting more automatic bids and more revenue for themselves, guaranteeing that, I see an attack on the free market. I see potential antitrust situations, and I have to think there would be numerous state lawmakers who would be interested in taking a deeper look at this. Is this something that is on your mind and maybe on the agenda if you get elected?
Yeah, I've already started some of those discussions. I was back in D.C. 2 weeks ago with other likely incoming members coming into Congress. And I think people do have a lot of concern with overturning the traditional amateur model of college athletics and the way consolidation is going. I always say we already have one NFL. We don't need two. You know, and so we need to make sure that schools like Oregon State, Washington State, Eastern Washington University are able, relative to their level, compete at the highest level of college athletics because it's good for their communities. And I will fight, and I will imagine that there are going to be a number of other members of Congress that will fight and push back against any efforts to create a segmented league. Now, it looks to me like the have schools are in a bit of a rush to separate themselves out. But we're going to push back on that, and it ought to be Congress that's making these decisions, because at the end of the day, if you're unhappy with your member of Congress, you can hire or fire that person. I mean, you can't do anything as a general taxpayer with your university president or the TV execs that are making these deals. So, yeah, the SEC and the Big Ten are going to find out. There's a lot more members of Congress from non-SEC and Big Ten schools than there are from those schools, and we'll work together to put together a coalition that makes sure that public tax dollars are being allocated responsibly in college athletics.
What's the love language of those schools and those conferences and the university presidents who would be involved? How do you get to them in a way that is meaningful?
Well, you know, when I was in the state Senate, previous UW basketball coach Lorenzo Romar got mad at Gonzaga when Mark Few and the then WSU basketball coach in the early 2000s turned in Romar's assistant Cameron Dollar for illegally recruiting Josh Heupfeldt. And then so UW at that time decided that they didn't want to play GU in basketball. And I had read about a similar case in Kansas, where University of Kansas was big timing Wichita State, and the Kansas lawmaker had put in legislation requiring Kansas to play Wichita State, and they tied it to state tuition dollars. And I just introduced a similar piece of legislation requiring UW to play GU, and because it was important to the economy and there were public taxes. And I got a call from both presidents' office within 15 minutes. You know, at the federal level, Title IX regulation is what makes universities eligible to receive student federal aid dollars. And the legislation would be pretty straightforward, which is you would tie, via Title IX reform, you would tie the eligibility to get federal aid dollars for students to their certain requirements to have common sense in college athletics. And that would get universities' attentions very quickly. Also, because there just hasn't, Congress has been derelict on this issue, you basically have had a hapless NCAA trying to deal with this as a member-funded organization, but without the oversight of Congress. And there is a lot of past precedent of Congress stepping in when needed. You know, right now, Congress grants antitrust exemption to professional sports. That's how you can have a salary cap, so they can have competitive balance. And also, Congress was involved when college football was going to be declared illegal or fold up, and when Teddy Roosevelt and Congress stepped in to save college football back about 100 years ago. So there is precedent, and I think we'll find, you know, I'm not in Congress yet, but if I am able to get there, I think we'll find that folks are going to be interested in fixing this issue, because it has huge public policy ramifications.
We're talking to Michael Baumgartner. He's running for Congress in the state of Washington, 5th District, there in Spokane County. In the primary, you were the winner of the primary. So how do you attack this? Like you know, there's some insurgent warfare, football strategy. How different is that from campaigning?
You know, we use a lot of the same topics. I mean, with my friend Mike Leach, you know, I used to talk politics two or three times a week. Interestingly, you know, Mike was interested himself in running for office. We talked about that quite frequently. You know, funny enough, he was, while he was a conservative Republican, he also had a libertarian streak. And, you know, Mike was kind of, jealous isn't the right word, but I think it annoyed him that Tommy Tuberville was a member of the U.S. Senate, because Tuberville had replaced him at Texas Tech. And it just kind of bugged him. So Mike and I would talk about that a lot. But yeah, he's an insurgent. Look, you know, I'm a Coug. And so that makes me naturally an insurgent because we were always the underdogs in the Pac-12. And I know a lot of Beavs feel the same way, you know. And I would say to any of your listeners that care about college athletics, even if they're from Oregon, you know, check out VoteBaumgartner.com. If they want to support our campaign, they'll have, even if they can't vote for me, if they want to support our campaign financially or otherwise, they'll have an opportunity to help somebody that will fight for their school as well, too. But, yeah, there's a lot of insurgent, and that's part of the reason why Mike Leach and I got along so well.
All right, I'm going to play a Leach clip before I let you go here. I asked him one time whether he would want to be president, okay? Here's his answer to that question.
You know, the hardest thing about that job is getting that job. I think the hardest thing is getting that job. Would I want that job? Well, it's like anybody. I mean, it's like my job. You know, everybody sitting at home thinks they want my job. you know, and that's also a job like my job that everybody thinks they know how to do that job better than the guy that has it, you know. Would I want that job? Yeah, I think I would. Now, my suspicion is you know, if you threw some pixie dust my direction and I got it, I'd wish I didn't after about a month. But, you know, after I checked out all the stuff, did the museums, flew the airplane, you know, ran around Camp David, you know, went, you know, you could have all kinds of cool tours, you know, Washington and stuff like that. I mean, heck, you could even do a JFK mischief tour, you know, like this is the room where, you know.
Yeah.
And
there he was. You know what I liked about him, Michael, is that when I asked him the question, you could hear that, you know, he's thinking about it out loud and he kind of just let you have a glimpse of what was going on between his ears.
Well, I know, John, he really appreciated your friendship with him, and he didn't like all members of the media, to say the least, but he always thought you gave him a fair shake and were interested, and so I appreciate that. You know, when we first went to see the Prime Minister of Cambodia back in 2018, you know, Mike was actually not surprising, but he was a great diplomat. He was really good in that environment, meeting the Prime Minister. To this day, if you were to go to the office of the Prime Minister of Cambodia and you look behind his desk, there would be a Washington State University footballs that says "Make Cambodia Great Again," signed by Mike Leach and Senator Michael Baumgartner at that time. So he was quite the character, but he would have been you know, Mike had the kind of, you know, Mike was intellectually humble, you know, and one of the reasons that made him such a good coach is that because he fought he was not the football star that went into things. He was a guy that had a law degree, never played college football, and he grinded his way up from the bottom. I mean, you know his coaching journey. He coached at community colleges in L.A. He coached in Sweden. He started it, you know, in the middle of nowhere at tiny schools, and he earned everything he got fighting his way up from the bottom, and that's the American dream, you know. And so Mike was a bottom-up guy from in college football, and he would have been the same thing as a politician if he'd had that opportunity. So such a loss. I was very proud that we put him into the Hall of Fame at Washington State University a couple weeks ago when we routed Texas Tech. And nobody would have been a bigger fan of the Cougs beating the Huskies a couple weeks back than Mike. I still stay in pretty constant contact with his wife and with his oldest son, Cody, who's a football coach himself.
Michael Baumgartner, thank you. Good luck to you in the election coming up, and look forward to seeing what you do after you get elected.
Thanks, John. I really appreciate your program, and keep up the great reporting about the rebuilt Pac-12, and go Beavs to all your Oregon State listeners out there. Take care.
There you go. VoteBaumgartner.com if you want to see more about Michael Baumgartner. I think it's important to get lawmakers on the show. We have Senator Wyden from the state of Oregon on the show. Perhaps we will get Senator Michael Baumgartner on one day after November. He's running for Congress, and and I think, you know, the SEC and the Big Ten, they're obviously trying to see what they can get. I don't know who else would hold them accountable, but, you know, maybe the ACC, the Big 12, Pac-12, others will align themselves and provide a check and balance, or maybe it will come down to lawmakers being willing to step up and go, hey, wait a minute. This is, you know, we grant the NFL some antitrust exemptions in exchange. The NFL makes some concessions that allow the Kansas City Chiefs to compete with the New York Giants. We will see what happens with college athletics. Baseball World Series coming on the horizon. Dodgers and Padres in a spirited series, playoff series. The great Lee Hacksaw Hamilton is going to give us the Padres side of the story coming up. Leave it here.